Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the second hour here. Plenty of time for you if you want to join us on this live Saturday edition of the show. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the Postal Service. It's been in the news quite a bit recently with people on the left accusing Donald Trump of putting somebody into the Postmaster General seat who was a donor to the Trump campaign, and essentially claiming that this guy is sabotaging the Postal Service with the intention of making it more difficult for people to do mail-in or absentee ballots in the upcoming election. That's this is one of these left-wing conspiracy theories that you know, we hear about every now and then, and this one's made it pretty big. Now, is there some truth to it? I don't know. Possibly.
I'm sure they can prove that he's a donor, if he's a donor. Yeah. And I'm, you know, those things. It gets much more murky after that. This one, the politicians are pushing to some extent, to the point that they're making sort of outlandish claims about the mailboxes being stolen, and
are those not true?
Well, mailboxes are being
they're being confiscated.
They're being removed,
not stolen,
removed, but in some cases replaced. You know, mailboxes get old, mm-hmm. and the post office is probably moving mailboxes around all the time.
I don't know why everybody's really even talking about the post office. It should just be shut down and eliminated and replaced by the free market. Because if we don't hurry up and replace it with something, it's only a matter of time until going postal resurrects itself, right? We already know that this particular organization has the origin of the term going postal.
That's
It was the original mass shooting, if you will, from this organization.
Right.
This is where it came from, and you can imagine why, because it is a pseudo-government organization with monopoly over certain things that it does.
And it could probably really suck to work for them.
It absolutely should, and probably does. But it's only a matter of time until another one of these postal workers literally goes postal.
Well, they're not going to do it in time, Captain, for the upcoming election. They're not going to end the Postal Service.
Of course, it's a political football round.
Anytime soon. That's not going to happen. No one has proposed that. The politicians all want to
say that. Libertarians are the only ones out there talking about ending the post office. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, the idea of they're just not paying attention to that particular issue. It doesn't seem to be on the
Who's
table.
Who's not paying attention to it?
The nation in general.
Well, there's a lot of attention being paid to
Postal, but they're not talking about eliminating it.
No, right. None of the Republicans or Democrats are doing that. They're all talking about saving the post office. They all worship the
post
office.
Which is a really bad idea. I mean, you wouldn't be out there advocating for the saving of a telephone company or advocating for the saving of a TV network or anything like that. It's just an ad venue, ladies and gentlemen. It's not even.
But it's a constitutional one.
Only post roads.
Oh, really?
I'm not 100% sure that the post office is, in fact, constitutional. And the Constitution says you have to have post roads, but roads is plural. Mm-hmm. You may have two, and it doesn't say how long they need to be. So, you know.
I've got two of them in my backyard.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, you know, in Washington, D.C., they can declare two streets the post roads, mm-hmm. and therefore these are constitutional. If the United States needs to have a post office, then fine, you can have it in major cities or something. I don't care. I mean, there's ways to pare this mess down. The idea that somehow we need mail delivery to every box in America 6 days a week is absolutely ludicrous. I mean, why couldn't you do half the city Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and the other half Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday?
It's ridiculous, Mark.
I mean, right.
That's not how government works.
Because a competitor would come in and figure out how to cut costs in half.
Well, plus there is a postal union that's not going to let you do it.
Yeah, they're less so than there used to be.
All right. Hear me out. If, in fact, this is all about the ballots, right? This is the political football, the post office thing is all about, oh, it's going to be a majority mail-in ballot kind of thing, right? So aren't we assisting in spreading COVID by having the mail-in ballots because of all the licking of the envelopes people have to do?
It's dangerous.
Let's go to Jet. He's in Tornado Alley on listening online. Go ahead, Jet. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, no. Well, you know, when I call in, I call in every so often to challenge you guys into something, because I believe that I have been promoting the key to setting the world free. So I've come up with a brand new challenge, not the one I mentioned last Monday, but this one would be, I'll give you a dollar of crypto for every caller that you remind that these people with titles are just other people who have no right to do what they do. What do you think?
I like the idea that, I love anybody who wants to join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. And I think you're right whenever you say that we should not be, not be promoting the government as some sort of, you know, big monolith scary thing, but just remind people that these are petty tyrants. They're lunatics. They're a gang.
I've said government goons at least once, if not more than once so far tonight.
Yeah, we say it relatively regularly. We're better.
Yeah. No, but what do you think about the idea of just that phraseology, that these are just other people who have no right to do what they do?
I like it.
Absolutely. I mean, if I don't have the right to, take half of Mark's money whenever I feel like it,
right,
then nobody else should have that right either. And if you think that they do have that right, where did they get that right from?
Good question.
It certainly isn't because a whole bunch of people said it was cool.
Right, and usually at that point, the person will retreat to a practical argument. Well, without, say, property taxes or whatever, then who's going to run the schools and the police department and the fire department and these sorts of things? And are those valuable services? Well, of course they're valuable services. Then somebody will run them.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like to take up the challenge or no?
Well, I love the challenge, and I will take it up, but I don't know.
Every time you talk to a new caller and they bring something up about how they're under some form of oppression, someone made them do this, do that, stand on their left leg, whatever, take a picture. You know, you just remind them, these are just other people who have no right to do what they do, and ka-ching, you get a dollar of crypto wherever you want it for that price.
Well, you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and our crypto addresses are right there.
Hey, thanks, Jet. It's a great plan. I think everybody should do this, not just people on the radio, but other people need to think in that particular manner and speak in that particular manner. And I'm with you, Mark. I mean, it's not that something I would do to try to earn crypto or whatever. It's just a good idea to do it. It's just remembering to do it is the hard part.
It's verbal hygiene is what Jet is all about, and... Yeah, I mean, good.
Is Jet in New Hampshire?
No, sadly, he's in Tornado Alley, which does not sound very New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's generally the South, right?
Is that Orlando?
I don't know.
Oklahoma to Florida.
I had heard one point where he was, but wouldn't share it on the air anyway.
Right. Yeah, so a little bit more here about the post office monopoly. This is Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation. He points out that they have a monopoly over first-class mail. There's no one else allowed to compete in that area. He says, here's an enterprise that can set any price it wants for its services, and yet it still can't make it. Imagine what would happen if its monopoly privilege was suddenly removed and privately owned firms were free to enter the market and compete in the delivery of first-class mail. The Postal Service would be toast. And it should be toast, he says. Monopolies have no place in American life. They are contrary to principles of economic liberty, free markets, free enterprise, and private property. That's one of the most amusing parts of this entire controversy. At least insofar as Republicans are concerned, they're the ones who are always preaching the virtues and benefits of, quote, freedom, free enterprise, and private property, unquote, and exclaiming against socialism. Yet when it comes to the Postal Service and lots of other things, Republicans are as big a proponents of socialism as Democrats are. But Republicans aren't the only ones who suffer from a severe case of hypocrisy here. Don't forget it's the Democrats who are known far and wide for their antipathy towards big private companies, which they consider to be monopolies, and yet their devotion to the giant postal monopoly is as big as that of the Republicans.
Yeah. Post office is a huge organization, and it is a monopoly.
Don't they have more postal bureaucrats than, like, army bureaucrats, I think?
I don't know, but, I've heard the army called the post office in fatigues.
Yeah. When it comes to the Postal Service, he writes, the American people should engage in a mercy killing. It's time to bring an end to the long-time suffering of this socialist institution. Repealing the postal monopoly is not enough. Better to just end all government involvement in mail delivery. That's Jacob Hornberger there in Laredo, Texas. The Future of Freedom Foundation, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. More ridiculous restrictions on your freedom coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from News. Bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize the bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch, and we started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday episode. You dial toll-free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I saw a video today. It was the AnyPay video channel on YouTube. where they Derek J. Freeman, who's one of the founders of AnyPay, by the way, the excellent app that we've been telling you about for the last couple of years to allow you to take cryptocurrency payments at your local business. Well, now it's an excellent app that allows you to take cryptocurrency payments through your WordPress WooCommerce-based website.
That's awesome.
Now, I don't have a WooCommerce. I've got a bunch of WordPress sites, but I don't sell things on them. So I don't have any experience with WooCommerce. But WooCommerce is the number one platform on WordPress, which is by far one of the top platforms on the planet for website building. So of WordPress sites, a bunch of them have this WooCommerce thing already. Okay, people who are selling things on their website are using this WooCommerce platform. And now there's a plugin for AnyPay for WooCommerce. I watched a video today of Derek J. Freeman from AnyPay starting from zero, creating a brand new AnyPay account at AnyPayInc.com, and then loading up this plugin into his WordPress site. So you already had a WordPress site,
yep.
Right? Presuming you already have a WordPress site running WooCommerce.
All right.
All you got to do is add the plugin for AnyPay, and once you've set up the back end of AnyPay, you're ready to go. He did it within 5 minutes. He set up a brand new account from scratch with AnyPay. He enabled the AnyPay plugin on his WooCommerce and was able to take a payment from his WooCommerce website within
amazing.
5 minutes.
What that means is that for somebody like me, it would only take me like 20, 25 minutes.
Right. Yeah, he didn't cut corners, really. I mean, the only corner I think that he might have cut would have been that he didn't show the time it took to click the add plugin on the WordPress. He had already sort of added the plugin for the purposes of the video, but I still think you could do it in under 5, definitely under 10 minutes if you took your sweet time.
Right.
I mean, this was fast. And again, starting from no AnyPay account, so created a whole new AnyPay account and plugged it right into his WordPress blog, and boom, he was able to order a product from his website using the AnyPay payment platform.
I love
so
the work
easy.
Those guys are doing.
So
really
easy. So yeah, if you've been looking, if you've been waiting, if you've been, you know, waiting to put some crypto acceptance on your WordPress WooCommerce blog, now you can do it, and you can finish the task by the time this segment is over if you go and do it right now.
Right, and it's a good idea if you do have a site like this to just accept crypto. Why not?
It's a no-brainer. Especially when it's this easy.
Yeah.
So no application process, no waiting for approvals, no bureaucrats to have to beg for permission, none of that. You just go and install that AnyPay plugin for your WordPress WooCommerce. Easy. All right? So check them out at AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com as we continue here. And by the way, you can take Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin SV, the original Bitcoin, Dash, and one of the stable coins there. So check it out, AnyPayInc.com. All right, so we were talking about the Postal Service. The controversy continues as the elections are coming up fast here in New Hampshire. We've got a primary election coming up here in the next 2 weeks, basically, 2.5 weeks until that happens. It'll be interesting to
see. That's not a presidential primary. That's a
state primary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if the numbers are significantly down as far as physical turnout in real life, given the fear that has been spread around about this whole COVID thing. We will certainly keep an eye on it.
I think people's fear that the other, bad politician, I don't know about the primary that you're talking about, but when it comes to presidential election,
yeah.
I would say that people's fear that the wrong crooked old pervert
that's going to drive them out
might get into the office,
mm-hmm.
Will get them out to the polls for their favorite crooked old pervert.
Well, but they can still do absentee ballot if they want to, so there's a lot of people I think are going to start voting from home.
It depends on the state and
a lot of states will allow a mail-in vote with no excuse. They'll just allow it, and then those
if you go ahead and plan ahead to do those sorts of things, I think that it makes more sense to me. But
yeah. All right, so you want to join the show here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, or actually, I guess right now, Bike Week has begun here in New Hampshire. And we talked about Sturgis, the bike festival out there, which is a massive festival. In fact, Captain, you used to live in Sturgis, so you've experienced it personally.
I have.
From what I understand, the numbers at Sturgis might have been down somewhat, but
They were low for them. I think they've been as high as over 700,000 this year. I think was 250,000.
Yeah, still not
still a huge event.
Yeah, still not a bad.
Yeah, still huge.
Yeah,
one quarter of a million people.
I don't know how many people normally go to Motorcycle Week or Bike Week in Laconia, New Hampshire, but it is a traditionally well-attended event.
Yeah,
certainly a big one for here in the Granite State, and. You know, it's just so hard to get excited about any of these things that are going on, just because of the way they're marketed, because of the way that they're safetied up. We've got more safety now than ever. It's Bike Week. Come on down.
It's almost like all of these things that go on should hire, you know, the safety Karen, right, for like in the little corner of their videos or whatever.
The title now?
Safety Karen.
Safety Karen. You know, like they used to have the for the hearing impaired, the little sign language guy in the bottom corner.
Yeah, they still have that.
Just have safety Karen with all like the safety stuff. That, you know, you got to have a mask on,
right? And that's what it's going to be, according to this news news article.
A socially distanced Bike Week.
WMUR Motorcycle Week in Laconia will be smaller this year than usual, and people headed to the Lakes region will see a lot of safety related changes, from sanitizing high contact surfaces on the main drag to encouraging masks and social distancing. Jennifer Anderson, the Laconia Motorcycle Week Association, says, quote, I do think people will still enjoy coming up here because it's such a beautiful area, and really the whole point of Motorcycle Week is to get out and ride, she says. State police don't encourage motorcyclists to ride with a mask on.
I thought it was to get in and drink.
Yeah, there's a lot of that that goes on. State police don't encourage motorcyclists to ride with a mask on because it can blow up over their eyes or otherwise distract the rider. They said the time to...
Wearing a mask outdoors doesn't make much sense to me generally.
I saw somebody driving all alone in their car today with a mask on.
I seen a dude walking up to the convenience store with a mask on.
They said the time to mask up is after getting off the motorcycle. Yeah, if you're a wuss. Laconia officials said they expect the crowds to be similar to any busy summer weekend in the Lakes region. Local business owner says, quote, any income is going to help because hospitality has just been decimated by the pandemic. No, it wasn't the pandemic. It was the government gang threatened your business and threatened you and your livelihood and said, if you try to do business the way you want to, we're going to hurt you.
I'm so infuriated by all of the writing that blames everything on COVID.
The pandemic.
Yeah. It's the pandemic's fault. It's COVID's fault. This happened because of COVID. No, it didn't happen because of that. It happened because of your government's BS reaction to it.
Right, because every other pandemic that has happened in our lifetimes has been completely ignored by business and everything's been fine.
All of the horrible things are caused by the goons, the tyrants, the parasites, the thugs, the mafia, the idiots, the liars, the individuals who call themselves government.
Let's go to Mike. He's in Croydon, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WNTK FM.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike.
I just want to know if you know, like, I am so tired of this mass bullcrap, but if you know if anyone has gotten either arrested or fined, and if anyone has challenged it in a court of law, because...
Excellent question. Stand by, Mike. I want to bring it back. If we've got time to say, we'll continue the conversation here. That is a great question. With all the threats that the government gang has issued, not just here in New Hampshire, but elsewhere, I'm sure it's been happening elsewhere, but here in New Hampshire, has there actually been a fine issued in one of these towns, which has the mask mandates that they put into place? We'll continue with that here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. spurred by ultra-low mortgage rates, house buyers rushed last month to snap up a limited supply of existing homes, causing the pace of purchases to jump by a record high of 24.7%. The surge in sales reported by the National Association of Realtors marked a second straight month of accelerating home purchases. The back-to-back increases have helped stabilize the home buying market, which all but froze earlier this spring when the viral pandemic erupted across the United States. The use of National Guard reconnaissance planes in four U.S. cities to monitor the widespread protest earlier this year did not violate rules against the military collecting intelligence on Americans, according to a Pentagon report. The investigation by the Air Force Inspector General found the planes were used to gather information about crowd size, flows, and fires, but they did not monitor individuals. This is USA Radio News. A former California police officer dubbed the Golden State Killer told victims that he was truly sorry before he was sentenced to multiple life prison sentences for a decade-long string of rapes and murders that terrorized the state. Joseph James DeAngelo, now 74 years of age, pled guilty in June to 13 murders and 13 rape-related charges under a plea deal that avoided a possible death sentence. The punishment imposed by Sacramento County Superior Court Judge Michael Bowman means DeAngelo will die in prison for those crimes committed between 1975 and 1986. DeAngelo also publicly admitted dozens more sexual assaults for which the statute of limitations had expired. A dredging vessel at a Texas port hit a natural gas pipeline, sparking an explosion that sent at least six people to the hospital and left four others missing. Initial reports indicated 18 workers were in the area. Of the six injured, five were airlifted to San Antonio hospitals for severe burns. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll-free if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're talking about the lamification of everything.
Lamification?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Best word I can think of.
It's a good word. I like it.
We're at everything that is was used to been fun. Either has been abolished completely, like live music now, apparently.
Stand-up comedy.
Bars, and yes, no comedy allowed in New York. You're not allowed to laugh if you're in New York. That's now a crime, apparently. And so, you know, and then the few things that are left that you can still do in the places that allow the few things that you can still do have just made it so lame. It just sounds on its face like something I wouldn't want to go and do. We were discussing Bike Week here. We can get back into that. But Mike in Croydon, New Hampshire, he's also pretty fed up, he says, with all this mask nonsense, and want to bring him back on the line here. Because you'd asked a question that I thought was really interesting, Mike. Can you go ahead and re-ask that? I know we just ran right into that break there. Go ahead.
Right. I was wondering if anyone's got arrested or fined, and if anyone's challenged it in a court of law, because I'm damn sure this is unconstitutional, and I've been going into stores unmasked, undiapered, undiaper-faced, and no one looks at me, but I think someone has to challenge this. And are there any pro bono lawyers in New Hampshire that will take this case and take it to court? Because this this mask stuff is just bullcrap.
Well, first of all, let me just correct some vernacular there. I like to call it normal face. Normal face.
So, yeah, dirty face diapers is what I call it.
The what I would say is that what they're largely doing is they're not going after the non-mask wearer. They're going after the business.
At least in Keene they are. I don't know about the other ordinances.
But this is a smart way to do it if you're the state, because the state loves to tell people, hey, make sure you check the ID of everybody who buys a pack of cigarettes and ensure that they're 18 years old. And everybody who buys some alcohol, make sure they're 21. And now you're their unpaid enforcer. And that's right. What they're doing here, too. They're saying, your occupancy permit is at risk here, and if you don't enforce our rules, our capricious rules, in the manner that we prescribe, then you will be shut down. Remember what it was like to be shut down a couple of months ago? You like that? Ha, 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 ha. Okay. Well, that's what you're going to get if you don't do it. And so...
But Mike asks an interesting question, and that is, has there yet been an actual government fine issued to any of these business owners for their lack of compliance with these various different mask mandates and governor's orders?
That was the specific, because I just quickly Googled arrested for not wearing a mask, and of course, refusing to wear, Oregon man arrested.
Hold on, specifying New Hampshire, though, right, Mike? Because obviously it's happening in other states.
I was saying New Hampshire, but I was thinking maybe Massachusetts, but I mean, I would volunteer to be arrested if I was guaranteed a lawyer could support me.
I appreciate that level of commitment to civil disobedience. Unfortunately, I don't know of attorneys who are, particularly interested in taking cases like this pro bono. That said, I did speak over the last couple of weeks with Robert Foho, who is the attorney who sued the city of Nashua over its mask mandate a few weeks back, or maybe a couple months back at this point. But he filed that suit, and that case is still, moving forward. And he's not doing it pro bono, from what I understand, because when I talked to him about it, he gave me a price to do it here in Keene, and I decided I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm just going to throw some money at this. I don't know how much a full trial would cost, but he said that he'd be willing to do up to the preliminary injunction for no more than $5,000, so he was able to cap that fee, and that's really just the basic first step of this. So, unfortunately, I don't know how you go about finding a pro bono attorney easily. I don't think they just, come and knock on your door or whatever. Maybe they do eventually, but they certainly aren't knocking on my door. So,
well, they do this for a living. They went to school and paid money for it. So.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. But it's always better to have a pro bono attorney if you can find one, because then you know they really are interested in the case. You know that they care about the issue. You know that they are, best person probably for the job, and it won't cost you anything. But that said, Foho is interested in these cases, and so I decided, all right, well, I'm going to see if I can team up with some local business owners here, and we're just going to go ahead and sue the city of Keene over their mask mandate. We may actually end up suing the state government via the governor's office as well. I haven't seen exactly what he's going to write up for the case, but rest assured, Mike, the gears are turning on some sort of a lawsuit against these various goons.
That's good, because it's got to go to court. It has to go to court, and it has to be struck down, because it's...
Well, what really needs to happen, and this is the real solution. I don't know if anybody wants to hear this or they're going to do anything about it, but the real solution is for business owners to actually stand up and go ahead and open their doors and set whatever rules they want to and ignore the government's orders, ignore their mandates, and then we'll really put them to the test, because most of these business owners are just cowering in fear of what the government gang will do to them. And I understand it. It's scary. The government goons are, they're scary people, and they've got jail cells, and they've got men with guns, and they are not afraid to use them. So I understand why a business owner would be afraid of them.
May I say something?
Yes.
I think the business owners are, the only thing they're doing is putting a sign up in front of the door to cover their butts, CYA, and when you walk in, like I do, everywhere I go, they don't care. So I don't know how you're going to force the issue.
Yeah, not every business owner is that way, but a lot of them are. So, I mean, some of them are, they really don't care one way or the other. They put the sign up because they're mandated to put the sign up. Others are, very concerned about it. And
yeah, some are.
And obviously it's their business. They get to decide. And this is the difficulty, in my
Well, they don't get to decide. Well,
they get to decide what goes on in their business. As
not
far as
right
I'm
now.
Concerned.
The government gang right. tells them what to
Fine.
Do.
Fine. But if a business owner said that you had to wear a Panama hat in order to walk in the door,
yes, they can decide
they
that.
Could decide to do that in a libertarian world. That's their
yes, in theory, they can do that, yes.
But they're, you know, the market is perverted in this case.
That's right. So I do want to see business owners stand up, and I'm not saying I don't appreciate those business owners who don't say anything. Those people do exist. We do like to patronize their businesses when we find out about them. But really the question is, what happens to those business owners when some snitch goes to the local police department and then the cops show up at their front door and say, all right, this is your first warning. If you don't do such and such and such and such, you know, mandate, masks or whatever the requirements are, you got to do X, Y, and Z, or else we're going to come back and give you a real warning, and then we're going to, you know, hit you with a fine of $1,000.
The billy clubs.
Or whatever. So the question is, how many business owners have the gumption to where they can, you know, stand up all the way to getting the fine? Because most of them are going to crack at the point right. at which they get the written notice.
They didn't get into business to be activists.
That's
they got
right.
into business to make money.
That's right. So that's the sad part is they're interested in making money, but they think that they're going to be able to make more money if they appease the government.
Sure.
And I
a
think
couple
they're
of
going
months
to end up
ago,
shut down.
A couple of months ago, businesses were willing to say, hey, we're opening up. We mm-hmm. don't care about your lockdown because one way or the other, this business is going under. You can go ahead and take my license. Fine. I'll be out of business. I'll be out of business anyway because my business is going
under. But that hasn't happened that much here in New Hampshire.
I understand that hasn't happened that much here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that when a business owner is put up against the wall and, to the point that they're going to lose their business, then yes, they will act.
I
Other
hope they
than
do.
That,
some of them will just close.
Some,
yeah.
But most of them will probably just close because people
That's
are
right.
getting this to be activists. They're like,
exactly.
well, I guess I'm out of business.
Or they got kids and they're worried about, you know, taking care of their kids. You can't do that from jail very easily, right? So there's all kinds of fear surrounding continuing to do business. And it's so sad to see it happen. Mike, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just want to thank you guys for pursuing it with Nashua, and good luck with your case.
Yeah, no, it's not Nashua in our case, but the same attorney who sued the city of Nashua for their mask mandate is also going to be suing the city of Keene, and I will be one of the plaintiffs in that particular lawsuit. So thank you, Mike, for the call tonight. We'll see how that goes. It hasn't been filed yet, though, so it's not a lawsuit right. until it's been filed. So, but he's been paid.
You know how long it'll take. And
he's been paid,
right.
So hopefully that'll make it happen. 855-450 free, like freedom. You can join us here on the radio. Bring up whatever you want. Is there a heroic business owner near you that you want to point out and give them some credit? We're coming up.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After about a month of ExtendoVite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to join us on one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
And I am L Captain Kickass.
And I'm Mark.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It's time for you, if you haven't done so yet, to start looking into cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can do that. They got a Get Started section over at Bitcoin.com that'll walk you through the basics. And you know what? There's no better time than now to get started on that. In fact, the first video that you can watch for a brief overview is, I think, all of 2 or 3 minutes long. So you don't have to invest a whole lot of time just to get the basics down. But it is a topic that you can dig pretty deep into, and Bitcoin.com is a great resource to get started. That's Bitcoin.com. They also have a news site over at news.bitcoin.com to keep you in the loop with the latest headlines in regards to the cryptocurrency world. That's news.bitcoin.com. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Jerome on the line with us in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Jerome.
Hey, they send a scumbag Steve Bannon to prison yet?
I don't think so yet. No, I think he's still writing articles.
Wasn't he one of Trump's buddies? So if he went to prison, there's a good chance he'll get pardoned, right?
Hey, great minds think alike, right? That's what I'm thinking. First he doesn't know you, then he pardons you. Yeah. You know that scam they run, that wall scam where these people were sending them money?
A wall scam?
Yeah, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, it smells a lot like that Trump University scam where he was scamming people out their money because he's going to teach them to be a big mucky-muck mover and shaker like him.
So what is going on with this wall scam? What's the wall scam? I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, they were getting people money, sending them.
Huh?
And they were building the wall. They weren't building the wall. They were putting the money in their pockets.
Oh,
I thought Mexico was going to pay for the wall. So
what you're saying is, that Trump's buddies, this Bannon guy, was involved allegedly in just taking money from people, claiming that they were going to build a wall, but just embezzling the funds. Was that what the allegations were?
You think I'm going to let a comment like he just made go by? Didn't you hear the president of Mexico say? We're not building no blankety-blank wall. What's wrong with that crazy dude in America? We're not building no wall.
Right, but just to be clear, that's what the allegations are, is that O'Bannon or Bannon was taking money off of some sort of operation that was designed to dupe people into thinking that they were giving money to a wall-building operation when, in fact, they were just lining their own pockets. Those are the allegations in this case?
Yeah, him and this other guy that's a disabled veteran that was in on it. I mean...
Oh, yeah, you've got to have a disabled veteran in on it, too. That way,
he's a triple amputee.
Yeah, that way people will feel real sorry for him and start giving 10 times as much.
Hey, I got a question for Jerome. What would you, and hear me out. What would you think of a political bill for president and vice president of both Trump and Bernie Sanders with the campaign slogan, "Everything is free and Mexico will pay for it"?
Hey, that's as funny as when I heard you doing the southern accent.
Jerome, thank you for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate it.
Hey, wait a minute. I got to ask you one other thing.
Go ahead. Yeah.
You know, we got a guy on the radio here who says several times that he doesn't trust Democrats, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, how you like the latest news about greasy, oily Steve Bannon? I mean, who does he think he is? Donald J. Trump? You think you can just rig everything and get away with it? Well, we'll see.
Well, anyone who trusts politicians obviously hasn't been around
here
very long.
There it comes.
So,
here
yeah.
Comes.
Surprise.
They
your buddy Bannon is a scumbag, you know?
They all lie, Jerome.
They are.
They do. Well, I get it now.
The evidence is strong.
Yeah. I mean, maybe except for Ron Paul. Everybody else is pretty much a liar.
I'll go a few more than that.
Ron Paul.
Okay, name another one, Mark.
Oh, I don't know. I like the Massey. I like the Mosh. I like a few of those guys. Okay. Rand Paul.
I like Tulsi Gabbard.
Are you saying they
aren't liars? I like Tulsi Gabbard.
Are you saying they're not liars?
Well, look.
Just because you like them?
I think human beings are by their nature liars, so I would never claim that somebody is not a liar.
Hey, I got to ask you about one other thing. You know, Trump called Ms. Harris, call her dirty, and, you know, he called her nasty and all that. Was she nasty when he was giving her campaign money? Was she nasty, or did she just become nasty all of a sudden?
I honestly don't know who you're talking about.
Ms. Harris. Oh, he's talking about Camel Toe Harris?
Harris.
I think that's her name.
Yeah, Kamala Harris.
Oh, sorry, Kamala. I thought it was Camel Toe. Yeah.
Why was he giving her campaign money?
Yeah, he was giving he contributed to her campaign twice.
Okay.
That's what they,
Trump
I,
did?
So I,
isn't that how you get things done?
Well, he gave money to Hillary Clinton, too. How'd that work out?
Well, it worked out fine for Hillary.
Sure. Jerome, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
It's been a night of oxymorons, right? We just talked about honest politicians.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
What was the other one earlier? The other oxymoron was about the post office.
Hmm.
It was, it was fair election, right?
Right.
Because no matter who wins, it's still not fair to, you know, the people that are getting, you know, whatever forced upon them.
Whoever wins, we lose.
Right.
I like that. Let's go to Ted. He's in Kansas, listening to KINA in Salina. Go ahead, Ted.
Yes, good evening.
Yes.
I had a friend that was at Sturgis during the bike weekend. He said that Black Lives Matters came in there and were protesting, and they were immediately surrounded, and all of the good American bikers surrounded them, and they were chanting, USA, USA.
And I hate chanting.
Chanting's the speed of a sign
local,
of a cult.
Police had to escort them, from the area.
Yeah, it seems like a real bad plan for, Black Lives Matter or Antifa or whoever it was that was doing the counter-protest. Probably the last place I would want to do that would be at a biker rally.
Yeah.
You're going to be outnumbered and outgunned and out everything in that kind of situation.
The post office, as far as that, up until Bill Clinton, also known as Slick Willie, when he came in, the post office was operating, not with a loss or a profit. And what he did is he raided the postal workers' pension funds, to pay for other things. And that was the beginning of a lot of the problems in the post office.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure the post office would have failed anyway because, email became a thing, yeah. And that replaced a heck of a lot of their letter business, and that the letter volume has fallen pretty significantly. The fact is, whether it was Clinton or whether it was Ronald Reagan or whoever that was in the office of president is really immaterial to the post office failure. I mean,
yeah, thank God they didn't turn email over to the post office, and we all had to pay a quarter every time they sent an email.
Don't encourage the bastards.
Oh, it's not possible.
I know, but still, for the next time, I mean, the next technology that comes around, and you know, let's not give them any ideas, Mark. Jeez, man,
it's just government. Government fails. Go ahead, Ted.
I think that Jerome should get into politics. I think maybe like him and Solana Brawley, that would be a good ticket, you know, for the presidency.
Thank you, Ted, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Tim is in Mikado, Michigan. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind, Tim?
Hey, Michigan has started to start finding businesses, it looks like.
They've started finding businesses?
Yeah, there's like four of them yesterday on the news. They got a gym and a construction company and, I know, a couple other ones.
And what are they finding them for?
$7,000 to the construction company for not providing masks or not wearing masks or some bizarre thing like that.
That is so dumb.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of hard to top Jerome.
Yeah, you really can't. I mean, it's really entertaining. Don't try.
Well, you know, he has to be, you know, he almost has to excuse me. He's probably drinking city water. You know that, right? You know what city water is, right?
City water?
It's going to have water that has fluoride
in it. You need to put an S on the front of it because that goes down your toilet, comes back to your tap.
Fair enough, Tim. Anything else you want to share here tonight?
Well, live free or die, man.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that. And if anything happens with those businesses that are being fined, like if any of them actually stand up and fight it, please let us know, will you?
I hope they do. Really.
Me too. Because the guy in North Michigan, the barber, the Carl Mankey, he did fight. And ultimately he was victorious, was he not, at the Supreme Court?
I believe he was.
Yeah, so there's some precedent there. People got to stand up. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate the heads up on that. And if you want to join us, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, gyms are hit really hard during this because you go there to sweat and breathe heavily.
Yep.
And that's not great. But imagine the gym owners out there. I know you're all like, yeah. Imagine what it's like for the martial arts studios, especially the jiu-jitsu studios. Mm-hmm. I mean, not only are you there to sweat and breathe heavily, but you're there to do it while, you know,
close.
Holding on to another human being.
Yep. Yeah. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got full hour three on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. More lamification of everything coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.